Good morning and welcome to our Monday prayer time. It's another opportunity for us to pray together as we proceed into this new day and the rest of the week. Our prayer is based on Genesis chapter 39 verse 2. The Lord was with Joseph so that he prospered, and he lived in the house of his Egyptian master. In the scripture we have just read, we see a segment of the story of Joseph, a man who went through all kinds of challenges and adversity, but because the hand of God was upon him and the presence of God was upon him, none of those adversities could hurt him. Instead, they actually walked him into the divine purpose of God. I pray for you today in the mighty name of Jesus that like Joseph, you will enjoy God's presence today, the rest of this week, and the rest of the year. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that presence made Joseph to be noticed by his master. I'm praying that you will enjoy divine notice. You may have been working in some place and all your contribution, everybody just ignores as if it doesn't matter. From this morning, I am praying in the name of Jesus Christ that those who have refused to pay attention to your contribution will notice what God is using you to do there in the mighty name of Jesus. Enjoy notice everywhere you go, even in your community, in your place of business. May you enjoy divine notice in the name of Jesus. May that notice bring you favor. Joseph enjoyed favor with his master in Egypt. He also enjoyed favor even in prison. I pray that the favor of God will come upon you because of the presence of God in your life. It will attract God's favor to you from the north, the south, the east, the west, everywhere you go, in your workplace, in your business, at home, in the community. May you enjoy the favor of God in the name of Jesus. That favor also brought lifting, promotion to Joseph. I pray in the name of Jesus that you will be promoted. As the presence of God continues to rest upon you, it will announce you for lifting. And men and women who may have contended with you will yield and allow you to enjoy that lifting. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I pray that like Joseph, you will enjoy the outpouring of God's blessing. When the presence of God was so real, and in the eye of Potiphar, he saw clearly that this person was a different person, he blessed him. I pray that you will enjoy supernatural blessings, blessings that will announce you everywhere you go, blessings that people will take note of in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Yes, he was trusted by his master. I pray that the presence of God in your life will give you trust in your organization and with everybody around you in the name of Jesus. I pray also that like Joseph, who enjoyed protection from sin and Satan, that will be your portion throughout this week, throughout your life. You will always be protected from every snare of the fowler, from every trap of the wicked, and from every temptation that the devil will want to throw at you. May you enjoy divine protection from sin and from Satan in the name of Jesus. Be protected from the wickedness of this world in the mighty name of Jesus. And may you be surrounded with good things all through your life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. May the presence of God get you out of obscurity and bring you to limelight in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And may that presence make you the light of your environment in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, thank you for answering our prayer this morning. As we proceed into the day, Father, your presence will never leave us. Your presence will announce us and your presence will bless us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. My name is Amos Kunat, Pastor, New Estate Baptist Church, Lagos.